Welcome to the Outside the Business Boxes podcast, where we're talking about how to ignite your business today for the future using systems for everything you do in your business to make your life, your employees' lives, and your customers' lives easier for you to ultimately enjoy your business and, of course, make more money. I'm your host, Chad Murray. It's wonderful to be back doing the podcast today with you guys. In my coaching sessions and even in my training, one of the things, especially in my discovery calls, that I've noticed is when I speak to somebody about what a coach or a consultant does, most people are curious, but then they're like, well, really, how could you help me? And so that's what I thought I would dedicate this episode to is what exactly does a business coach or a business consultant or a business coach consultant do for businesses? So I'm going to dive right in. I'm not going to do an intro today and then go into it. It's just, you got all me today. It's all Chad, Coach Chad. So here we go. What is a business coach? A business coach is designed to help you get out of what you know already and keep you accountable to doing it. They ask the right questions when you're questioning yourself. They steer you in the direction you know you need to go, but for some reason are stuck, or possibly you don't know the answer yet. You just need the right questions to get the answer so that you can move forward. That's kind of what a coach does. Now, they still work in systems and stuff and help that way, but that's where the consultant comes in. What a consultant does is uses their experience in how to solve issues you may have and gives you the exact system, the exact knowledge from their experience base to help you solve that issue. So I am a coach consultant. I can't imagine just talking to people to try to get them out of their own head to get somewhere, because most people need that help on a system to solve what they're trying to get through in their business. And so when I'm working with somebody, I'm coaching them at first, almost always, and trying to see where they are, learning about their business, learning about their structure they have in place, what they feel they need to work on, dig deep and figure out if that's really their problem. You know, when you start getting down deep into why are you not doing the things you should need to be doing, it gets really personal. It gets really, you know, I'm scared. I mean, I hear I'm scared a lot. You know, it's not uncommon for the first three sessions, if not the first session, to someone start tearing up because they're so stuck. They're so caught, and it's been like this, the big elephant on their mind so long, they're paralyzed in fixing it. And so sometimes, you know, and I've had to do this in sessions with people, it's just listen and just support and talk, you know, to, you know, get them to their own mindset of, you know, you got this, you can, you know, it's okay. You know, we all go through these times. My last podcast was about anxiety, business anxiety for entrepreneurs. I mean, that is something that can be debilitating to people. It's very debilitating to me at times. You know, I have, you know, struggled, especially with the growth of the business. And then when we solve the issue, we keep growing and we go through these spurts of growth. And then, of course, getting the right people in that place that'll work your systems and stuff, that's a struggle. That's a daily struggle for everybody, you know. And so as I'm, you know, sitting here, you know, what does a coach do? You know, they, like, for instance, I've had several clients that tell me about a bad apple that's working for them. They just go, I can't let this guy go. And I'm like, why? Why do you sit there and deal with this on a day-to-day basis? There's nobody in your business that is in a supporting role, or if you're a service company especially, that you need unless that person carries the significant license to do business. But if you put yourself in that position, you're in more trouble than immediate trouble. You need to find someone, you know, else. But generally, you just get so caught up in the chaos that your business as usual is chaos and you're used to it. And you've accepted that. The acceptance of chaos in your business is why it takes you so long to finally find the help you might need, whether that be from a coach, consultant, or from, you know, just inner self to go to work on your business. That's what I did. I wish I had a coach or a consultant. I never did. It's really one of those things that, knowing what you know now, looking back, I would so recommend finding someone to help you get through all this stuff, because they are worth the money you'll pay them. I don't know how to tell it to you until you've experienced it and gone through it and come out the other side with, look how much light years ahead we are now after using someone that has been through it. I mean, it really is that time that makes your entire business start to flip-flop on the good ends and start working in your favor. And so it wasn't ever a financial reason why I never hired anyone. I honestly just didn't know of who to turn to. I didn't even know the coaching business existed. And I had interviewed, maybe about 10, 11 years ago, when I had just punctured my first $1 million, I had tried a couple of consultants and talked to them and interviewed them. They weren't business coaches. They were clearly consultants. They were the type that would interview you, come look at your business, and then come up with a program for your business and charge you like 10 grand. And then after that was done, maybe you could continue or maybe not. Well, I get it. You know, they want to come through and just consult you and give you the advice you need to do and let you work on that yourself. Maybe they'll charge you more to help you. That's not how I look at how I would like to help people. And the reason I never hired them is because, you know, I didn't have $10,000. So really, I mean, who does? I mean, we're home services or contractors. You know, if we could just throw out $10,000 to have someone help us right up off the top of the bat, I mean, we wouldn't be needing any help. So, you know, so as I sit here, you know, looking back, and I'm advertising, and I don't want to sound like an advertisement of, you know, everyone needs a coach, because not everybody does need a coach. You can do this yourself. The question is do you know what to do, and can you get there faster? I mean, that's really what I bring to the table is I can coach you into what you already know and get you there. I can open your eyes to things you never considered in your industry. And then I can train you on things that helped my business move forward. And then I can give you all that in a relatively short amount of time versus you trying to figure it out yourself. So that's where, you know, the benefit of hiring me really comes in into your business aspect. So like, if you pay me $1,200 to $1,800 a month, we have our sessions, and then you're profiting or losing money. Let's say you're breaking even or losing money now, and then by the end of, let's say, 6 months of working with me on a weekly basis, you're now profiting an average of, you know, $5,000 to $10,000 a week. There's a significant, you know, ROI in what you paid me. That's what I can do for home services business. I mean, what exactly does any coach do and consultant is just, they're going to take you faster to point A to point B, get you out of the negative, get you into the positive, get you thinking about your business and how you could work it, give you the confidence, you know, be a confidant. I always look at myself when I get hired, I look at myself as I'm now part of your company. I am employed by you as a 1099 employee, essentially. That's how I look at it. I only want to stick around if I have value. My first year of coaching, I fired 3 clients. I did not want to work with them anymore. They weren't doing what I was suggesting. And it wasn't that what I was suggesting, they didn't want to do it. They weren't doing it. They couldn't get out of the chaos of their business to move forward in helping themselves get out of the routine that they were in. And sometimes they're just in a bad place. One of them came back to me after he had some issues, he got a divorce, you know, and so he was stuck, you know, just in the chaos of his life personally as well. When he came to me, you know, and I had no idea his personal life was about ready to be getting a divorce. And so at some point in time, after about 3 months of just pretty much having the same session weekly after weekly and him just someone to talk to, I told him I couldn't help him anymore. And so when he was ready to work on his business, you know, call me up. Lo and behold, 6 months later, he calls me up and goes, "Hey, you know, we're friends on Facebook. You know, did you see I got a divorce?" And I said, "I actually didn't. I missed that on Facebook." And so, "Yeah, we got a divorce. I am now able to work on my business," he told me. And so I'm like, "I didn't know you were going through all of that." He goes, "Yeah, wasn't really telling anybody, you know, blah, blah, blah." So, you know, now he's been with me now for 2 months and got his whole staff on working on systems and doing, you know, exactly, you know, some stuff that we talked about before. And it's going great. Make sure that you are in the mindset of you need it, but you're ready to be coached. You have got to commit. If you don't commit to a business coach and consultant to what they're tasking you to do and changing your, altering your thinking and stuff like that, you're completely wasting your money. Now, it may help you in the future if you end up getting to that mindset, but at the time, very frustrating for a coach when we're hired to help you. And believe it or not, yes, we get paid and we get paid pretty good, but that's because we have experience. I mean, you don't pay lawyers $5 an hour or $10 an hour. They make $250 to $500 an hour, or if you're a corporate, even more. That's because they have the education to continue to do what you need to have done. Well, it's the same thing that I view for my coaching experience and consulting experience is I have been there. I've solved those issues that you're working on. I've got a system to help you get to where you need to be after you've solved that issue. And so the dedication and the commitment from you is what is going to make a coaching success work. It's not me. Any good coach will help you. It's you. Are you going to do the necessary things? And so one of the things you always hear about when I'm talking to new clients or I'm into it the first month and they don't start doing what they're needed to do and they're like, "I don't have time. I just don't have the time." Well, you know, when you dig into their time, yeah, everybody has the time. Just do you spend it correctly and wisely? Let's face it. Pull your big boy britches up. You own a company. Your time is committed to that company, not Fridays off, get off at 3:00, you know, Sundays after church, you should, you know, get your butt in the office and work. And whether it be from home or go in, you know, when you have the peace and quiet, though, you could work on your business. And so I did that for years. My wife would get up and make breakfast, but Sundays is her day to sleep in. If we didn't go to church, I'll be honest, we don't go to church every Sunday like we should. But when we don't go to church, I would be on the computer and I would work till about 10:30 when breakfast was ready. I would eat breakfast, talk to everybody, and then I'd go back to the office till noon and finish up. So I get up at 7 o'clock. So I had about a 5-hour time to work on my business when nobody else was. And that's just the time you have to find in your business to make a system that you're a system that you're absolutely needing to do to figure out how to make your life easier. Is you got to do it on the weekends or the nighttime. You have to do it when you think, "Well, this is not a job for you. This is your livelihood, your business." You know, if you're not going to spend that extra time to work on your business, the necessary time to do it, is after hours, weekends, you know, then, you know, why are you working for yourself? You shouldn't be, honestly. Nobody can start a business and work 8 to 5 or 9 to 5 and everything works. That just doesn't work like that. You know, if you bought a business and you think you could do that, guess what? Big rude awakening here. You're going to have to work on your business after hours. You're just going to have to. Now, once you've got your business running smoothly, now you don't have to work after hours. And so I've gone from, you know, back in starting my business the first probably 12 years, pretty much working 4 or 5 hours on Sunday to now I still come in the office on Sundays. And I probably put in about an hour and a half every Sunday in here. So it's, you know, I still do that. You know, I have two businesses now. I have my coaching and my chimney business, but I'm pretty much coming here and work it all or work on that. So, but absolutely the first thing you need to do is commit. If you don't commit to your own business and commit to the time to working on it, you'll never solve the pains that you have because you're just going to keep having the same pain. Would you rather continue with the same pain of the business being bad right now or start with a new pain of working on your business that will solve all your pains coming forward? And so the pains become less and become positive pluses in your business every day, every week, every month, every year. The idea of looking in yourself, committing to a coach to find out what they can do for you, that's your first step. I've told you what we do for you, then you have to do one thing, and that's commit. So after you've committed, and after you've decided to contact a coach consultant, that's when you start getting really good results on your business. And I'll tell you, it's fast. This is the one thing I think people don't understand. It's probably not as fast as you might want the pain to be if you're in financial trouble. But I will tell you, anybody I've worked with, if I knew about their finances being bad, could turn them around in generally 30 days, you know, if not 90 for sure. But it just depends on, you know, the one thing that every coach needs out of their clients is the commitment to go out and do it. We're not doing it for you. You know, we're hired to talk to you, to tell you, to help you, but we're not here to do it for you. And so there are some coaches that will. I'm too busy. I mean, I enjoy my life. I don't have time to get into your office and do everything for you. So I want to give you that time and tell you how to do it. And so one book I did read, I can't for the life of me tell you where I read this, but it stuck in my mind for the last year, is you should dedicate 20% of your week to working on your business. And I'll be honest with you, the people that are successful, they do that. I've probably easily committed over 20%. To making my chimney company flourish. And we're by far the biggest company in Texas and top 10 company in the country, if not top 5. Just to kind of circle back, what exactly does a coaching consultant do? You know, we're going to help you get you where you want to go, where you need to go, and hold you accountable by bringing it out of you and asking you the right questions to answer your own problems. Or we'll consult you. And if you have a problem you don't have an answer for, we're going to put a system in or give you some advice on how to correct that. And so in the upcoming days, I'm going to be talking about systems and actually talking to other coaches. So if you've noticed, this podcast starts off with home services coaching and consulting. No longer am I just talking about chimney stuff. I'm talking about all businesses in general that are in the home services construction sector. So anyway, for that, thank you very much. It's been a good thing. Remember to, if you're going to contact the coach consultant, that you must commit and put your time in, because we're committing to you. On that note, thank you very much. And remember, the chimney does tell the story.